Hi there, listeners. This is Andy Hanasek, and I'm here at the National Restaurant Association's annual trade show. And I'm sitting here today with John Lundeen, who is Senior Executive Director of Market Research for NCBA. John, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it. The show's been pretty good. I know you've seen some good things out there, just like I have, and I appreciate you taking a couple minutes to talk to me about beef.
That's great. Let's tell the story.
Sounds good. So, in the consumer press right now, beef prices is kind of a real hot topic. You know, record high prices, all these other things. You know, what is all this news, or what do you guys see happening kind of behind the scenes on the demand side? In regard to what's really going on with the industry?
Well, first of all, I'm going to talk straight on about price. Price, in our mind, is an indicator that consumers are looking for our product and buying our product. So it's actually an indicator of very healthy demand of beef. Okay. Now, there's two sides of this, and let's talk about demand first. Okay. We track a whole series of information about the consumer. Is the taste of beef still bringing them into the restaurant? Absolutely. When they get to the restaurant, do they buy, you know, other things to go with that beef meal? Absolutely. They're buying an appetizer. They're, you know, beef tends to escalate the sales of red wine. So it's a very healthy item for the food service operator because it's a great ticket. The other thing is we track customer loyalty numbers. And so when somebody has a beef meal in food service, they walk away happy and they walk away excited. So we always talk about those being the underlying numbers that indicate beef is doing very well and that there's very healthy demand for beef. Now, let me talk about pounds.
Okay.
Last year, we saw an incremental 79 million pounds of beef going into the food service sector.
Wow.
Okay. So our numbers were up. Okay. In fact, our numbers, you know, since the recession started in 2009, beef has come back stronger than any other protein.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we go, you know, we're helping food service, you know, move products to their customers. We're giving them a great beef meal, and we're doing it at a healthy price. Now, I'll talk about the other side of the equation. We want to be a source for creative ideas on how to make sure that that food service operator can keep the margin also in that product and you know, help the bottom line also. Mm-hmm. So we're driving the top line. We're moving a lot of pounds into food service. We're getting the customer excited to come to a restaurant. That customer is responding by saying they're going to be more loyal to that customer. Okay? And, you know, jointly we want to figure out how to make it a profitable enterprise in the food service sector.
Now, are you seeing a specific cut, or is it ground beef, or is it a Denver cut steak, or is it the prime rib? Is there any specific cut or type of beef that's driving this resurgence at all?
I'm going to talk about a four-year story here.
Okay.
And this is since the recession started to hit everybody pretty hard.
Yeah.
Well, ground beef sales did strong 4 years ago and 3 years ago. People were looking for that value item. Okay. Now, ground beef has stayed strong. But about 2 years ago, we started to see steaks come on strong. Okay. And that has really been the story of the last 2 years. Now, here's what we see. Folks are keeping that signature steak on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say a signature steak, I'm talking about a ribeye, I'm talking about a strip, I'm talking about a filet mignon. Okay. Sirloin steak sales have been very strong because it gives that operator the opportunity to get a cut that the consumer recognizes, okay? But they can get that cut potentially at a little better price, okay? So that's where we have seen the numbers grow is in that top sirloin cut. Now, right below that, if I go right below what I call a signature cut, I'll call them the more creative cuts.
Okay.
Okay, and that's a tri-tip, or the flank, or the skirt, or one of these cuts that doesn't, you know, have that signature long-term demand. And we see operators doing a really good job with those numbers. In fact, that's where some of our highest growth has been. So people are keeping the signature cut on the menu, and then they're getting creative with a second cut, okay, that maybe has a little different price point on the final menu to the customer.
What about on the, I know we're at the restaurant show and food service is kind of the theme here, but are you seeing some of the similar situation playing out on the retail side with beef, or, you know, what you kind of compare and contrast food service versus retail with beef from that overall perspective?
Both sectors are really important to the beef industry. Overall, roughly, your volume is moving about 50% into grocery and about 50% into food service. Okay? Now, over the last 4 years, food service has been the growth sector for beef.
Okay,
so it's been very healthy. I tie it a lot back to the economy. And when people feel really good about where their job is and where they are in life and at that point where they want to celebrate, and I'm talking just a weekly celebration.
Yeah.
They want to go to a restaurant and they want to have a great steak meal, okay? And I think that's what's happened is the economy has gotten a little better off. People are saying, you know what, I want to go out and celebrate. And I want it, you know, I want to have that in my life every week that I can get out and have that great food service experience.
One of the things we talked about earlier offline here was the millennials,
yes,
which we had a story in our last issue about, and, you know, kind of an overview. But you mentioned something that was interesting to me about the millennials, which was it goes back to the whole, do these younger kids know how to cook, mm-hmm, let alone a steak?
Yeah.
And so get into that a little bit, sure, about how you think that's driving food service a little bit with the steaks and things like that.
Millennials love beef just as much as other generations. When we ask them about the taste of beef or the craveability of beef, they score just as well as other generations do. So they love beef. Okay. Now, they're very comfortable with ground beef in their home. Okay. You know, as far as making tacos, making some kind of a skillet meal for the family, it's a go-to meal. But now, a steak. And once again, this is partly related to prices. I'd rather trust a chef to make that steak for me, okay? So I'm going to go out and have a restaurant where there's, in my mind, a little greater guarantee that steak is going to be made really well, okay? So that's where the excitement is. Let's go out, have a great steak, let's have a chef do it for me, let's have them prepare it, okay? And let's be with my friends, and I'm going to celebrate. You know, it's a very social thing also.
Yeah.
You know, it's a celebratory meal. Millennials are social. It fits into that trend also that, you know, that's the kind of thing where my gang is going to get together, celebrate, and I'm going to have a chef do what a chef does well to put a great meal on the table.
And going back to what you just said about the economy, now that it's coming back a little bit more, some of these millennials have jobs or have more secure jobs and they can afford to go out and do that. That makes sense.
Yeah. There's a huge inflection point with millennials at about age 25.
Okay.
Okay. And at about age 25, they get settled into a career. I always say their taste buds ignite,
okay,
where they want that great meal, sure, where their palate kind of expands, okay? And so we see it right at that point in time, and there are an enormous number of millennials that are right at about that age 25 point, okay? And yeah, you're right, they're getting a little more secure in their career, okay? They've figured out what career they want. There's likely kids in the equation. And so guess what? That's a wonderful restaurant experience, as I can get out of the house and you know, bring my kids potentially with me, which is great for the restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, I've had a long, hard week, and now let's celebrate.
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. Well, thank you for going through all of that, John. In terms of the research and the market research you guys have been doing, you know, where can our viewers or our listeners get more information and, you know, find out some of the market research you have done and will be doing in the future?
Okay. We suggest our website, beeffoodservice.com.
Okay.
And you'll find lots of culinary ideas there. You'll find just kind of things we think are the big news about beef. And so that's where to go, beeffoodservice.com.
All right, great. Thanks so much, John. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of the show, and thanks for your time.
Okay, Andy, I appreciate it.